Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
What up? This is your boy Kev on stage.
And I'm Doughboy.
And this is another installment of Started Off to the Left.
Righteous and ratchet, righteous and ratchet, and righteous and ratchet, and righteous and righteous and righteous and ratchet.
Boom. We here. You feel me?
You feel me? Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, we're going to talk about it. Shout out to the Patreons.
Shout out to the Right Pack. We love you guys.
Yes.
The Right Pack is getting these episodes
Early.
Usually early. Mm-hmm. We totally forgot to mention Patreon. All the
come on, man. What's wrong with us? Yeah.
But, man, we're in Mexico right now, or at least I am. You guys
are watching too.
Josh is in Mexico. You're not. You're at home in Los Angeles. Ha ha.
Whatever, you but you still built like a chimichanga.
Another
wherever you at.
the way you said that, I was like, he gonna get me with this one. I can already tell.
We back in the mix like Harmony Grits.
Back in the mix like Harmony Grits.
And
we got boys thick.
Be quiet. We got a lot of things to talk about today. Starting off, and you already know how I feel about
you
this.
You just love to have a preacher at his weak spot. My preacher was on crack. Now everybody's
mad. He didn't let me eat the good food.
He used crack. I heard it all before.
So,
Josh,
go ahead and cue the footage of Kenneth Copeland making an entire buffoon of himself. And
roll that beautiful bean footage.
Why have you said that you won't fly commercial? You said that it's like getting into a tube with a bunch of demons. Why do you think that?
No, listen to me just a second.
Of course.
Not the people. The main reason is because of the need. If I flew commercial, I'd have to stop 65% of what I'm doing. That's really the main.
Isn't it true that you want to fly commercial so that you can fly in luxury? How much money did you pay for Tyler Perry's Gulfstream jet, for example?
Well, for example, that's really none of your business, but...
Isn't it the business of your donors?
Listen, I paid. You kind of caught me off guard here, okay?
Certainly. Well, if you'd like to come out here, I'd like to give you a chance to catch your breath and have a conversation. We don't want to catch you off guard.
I love Inside Edition. You got to get this now. Hey, you listening to me? My wife thinks Inside Edition is, oh, yeah. Now, thank you, Lord. Help me. Just let me pray.
All right, first off, the first serious, hard-hitting question I have is, when did Liam Neeson get into the word in evangelism? He has a special set of skills.
That's good.
To bring the gospel. You don't have any money, but I have a special set of skills. He has taken this too far. Did you see what I did there?
Taking
this too far.
That worked on multiple levels.
Come on. So, okay. Do you want to start this? Because you know I'm going to be passionate on this one. You want me to start?
Sure.
This is the type of ridiculousness and buffoonery that just it drives people away from God. I'm sorry.
This is why you didn't have him going to church all year?
This is the reason.
This is the reason?
This specific. Before he said it, I knew he would say something. First of all, why would he call an airplane of coach individuals a tube filled with demons?
That's
a tube
funny.
Filled with demons?
That's really funny.
We've been flying coach all year. There's some stuff that be going on.
Those babies that are crying?
There's some people be pooting on there.
But that
they be burping on there. They be leaning there. Well,
you're turning bougie in front of our eyes.
No,
people pooting and burping.
He makes a good point.
People who silent fart on a plane is the most disrespectful act.
I silent fart on planes.
Do you really?
Yeah. Oh, man.
I am people on planes. People on planes is me.
Something about going that high, my stomach's like, ah.
We got to let it go.
Ain't enough air
in the bathroom.
Man, is I got walk all the way back there. I'm at the window seat.
Yeah, first class. You got to take three steps.
I ain't always in first class.
But hold on. Who's really loud Putin? You don't really hear people just Putin.
I'm just saying, fart.
I'm just saying, go into the bathroom.
I'm saying, don't be. Why you gotta fart when there's nine people around you?
Okay, but this is the thing.
It's the whole thing. You gotta say excuse me.
So the
I just go, excuse me.
You know people, man.
you really think you know.
The messed up part is because I'm a big dude. If anybody farts, they automatically think it's the fat guy. I mean, like, it wasn't even me. Look at you, Gordo. Like, wait. I ain't no do this.
Another fat guy.
Be you, didn't it?
So this is the thing. I feel like when you're in a position of power and you are leading people to the Lord, when you say things like this, it makes it seem like, number one, that you think you're better than everybody. That's what the overall theme
you
about.
You think you're better than me?
You think you're better than people?
Tony
you think
Baker
you're better would. Than the common man? And you're having, he said, like, you know, they touch, you know, millions of people, and that's cool. You're bringing people to Christ. I'm all for that. But when you kind of elevate yourself like that to make it seem like you don't even deserve to be around regular people, like, and I'm not saying you got to be a broke preacher. I'm not saying you need to not have money. I'm just saying that to talk about a private, like, you don't need a private plane.
Here's my thought. Do you have more to say?
I mean, I got more to say, but go ahead.
I want you to get it out.
I just feel like it's counterproductive to leading people to God, because when you deal, like, say, with a person like me who already has trauma and I already don't, like, I already be leery. And this is what somebody said to me.
I want to
see what your thoughts on this is. Because, like, okay. You know, I was talking to somebody and she was like,
start a podcast and I can give you my thoughts on stuff.
She was just like, you know, Doughboy, you deal with a lot of past hurts in your church and you need to identify that and reconcile that. I'm like, well, what was I supposed to do? I'm sitting here. This is the pastor of the church. And he's doing these things and he's leading us wrong. I was like, what was I supposed to do? She said,
years ago.
You know what she said to me? You're supposed to use your discernment. How am I supposed to know? You're the preacher. I come to you. That's like me going to the doctor telling him he don't know what he's talking about.
I mean, if you find out he's doing crack, you're not going to go back to him.
Weren't you super young at this time?
Yeah, but no, I was no. When I found out the pastor was doing crack, I was like 20. Oh. So and so I've seen preachers misappropriate funds. So what it does to me, it just makes me a person that, you know, works hard for his money. If I'm giving you the money, I'm trusting you. You're the man of God. And bro, you don't need no private plane to get back and forth. He stops short of saying, well Tyler Perry, it would have been a sin not to buy it for that price.
Okay, so let me just
There's
a couple of things that he said. First, let me say the overarching thing.
Mm-hmm. You're going to say the golden arching thing. French fries.
nothing. I'm in my brain, and my brain's like, man, you grab him and hold him until
grab
the bell rings.
The bell's ringing.
So here's my thing. I actually don't have a problem with preachers having private jets. Hear me out.
Kevin, you're part of the problem.
Hear me out. Mm-hmm. I think what he had was the worst possible explanation for it.
No.
No, I let you talk. Let me say it. I'm about to tell you. You're about to interrupt me and then tell me why I need to say it. I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
Let me talk.
I'm listening.
All right. Here's an answer that makes sense.
Okay.
I travel so much. I want to reach so many people. It is more efficient for me to have this because you know this for comedians. Okay, Kevin Hart, I got a private jet. I can do X amount more shows. I can fly whenever I want. I can fly long distances. I can go here and there. I don't have to worry about it. Let me finish, Anthony Dwight Belcher Jr.
Don't forget the junior.
Okay, don't forget the junior. Junior Whopper. so you're Carl's Jr.
Two for two?
I ain't going to push it.
I don't lie.
I ain't going to push it past that. Okay? The answer that I think is best is this is most efficient. Over time, I save a lot of money because I can travel all my team here. I can be more efficient. I can preach the gospel to more people. I can go further. I can go faster. Okay? People automatically associate private jets with luxury. We've seen some private jets that are not luxury. Okay? Where he messed up, I think, isn't the I can be more efficient.
Talking about people drinking alcohol.
It's the, how can I prepare for the message in coach? I mean, these people are drinking. They're smoking. Their sins getting on me. I'm like, I can't prepare in coat. He wasn't even saying in coat. In the commercial, there's demons.
I'm going to tell you like this, and this is coming from an admitted alcoholic. He looked like he was sauced up in that saying.
I think he was just caught off guard.
It felt wrong. Like, something didn't seem off about how he was speaking. Does he normally talk like that?
I don't.
He was like,
I think he
don't
was.
Don't you ever do that again.
No, I do not. And don't you ever say that I did.
Some people get weird in front of a camera, though.
I think he was obviously caught off guard. I don't know that he anticipated her being there.
He was talking about her eyes. It was weird. It was uncomfortable and creepy a little bit.
He had a bad interview. The Tyler Perry part was so fun. I mean,
Tyler's such a good guy.
The price he gave me.
What would you do?
I mean, you want me to turn it down?
Chocolate chip cookies.
I can't turn it down for the price that. Oh, he's such a great guy.
But you don't think that I feeds into the stereotype?
Let me tell you what. I can 110% see how people will be like, and see. And this is what we're talking about. Jesse Duplantis, he had a terrible explanation for a private jet. I think you have an answer, and I think that his word, I need to prepare.
But this is what I
can't be around those people. It was for
those people.
Those sinners. That's what I'm saying. This is what I think is.
You got to also think, too. Sometimes in the world, there is no reality. There's only perception. You look absolutely crazy saying this.
No, I do not. And don't you ever say that I did.
And I'm telling you, like, to me, it just starts to blur the line. So then it's just like, well, what's the difference between this and John Gray buying a Venture, a Lambo truck? Why did she need a Lambo truck?
Because he got it.
From our money. No, he writes books and does public speaking.
You ain't been tithing or giving no offering. Hmm. You don't even go to his church. Hmm. What you mean our money? What have you put in?
Because I be feeling like you're going to spend it on a private jet or buy a Venture.
You nothing in no one's church.
Because I don't want to buy a Venture's Lamborghini truck.
Well, then he hasn't used your money then. You haven't bought his book.
But do you?
He has not used your money. You ain't bought his book. You haven't watched his TV show. You don't go to his church. You ain't put an offering. You ain't put a tithe in. So shut your mouth. He ain't used a dime of your money.
But do you understand that's what makes me leery of this?
Do you care what rappers do with your money?
No, because they're not leading me to God.
Rappers
they're entertaining
take,
me.
Rappers take your
that's
money.
That's a perfect point. You made my point for me.
Drugs.
But you made my point
they
for
go,
me.
They go, future, you
and
love
I
future,
know what I'm getting
he
into.
He goes and he buys lean. You right. feel okay with
and
that?
And you know why? Because I know what I'm signing up for. I'm signing up just like if I go watch a movie or if I go buy a smoothie or if I go to get groovy.
So you only care what preachers do with their money?
You don't because care about nobody else because you are else. A representative of God.
Do you care what gospel singers do with your money?
See, that's the gray area.
That's the same thing.
They're representative of God. They're
if you're
God's
a pastor,
music.
I feel like it's different.
They're representing
everybody's
God as well.
Serving God.
They're singing about God.
Can I say something, Josh?
You were.
Take his mic. You are 100% on Kevin's side every time.
Because right I agree with this point.
Shut up.
Go ahead.
So this is what I'm saying, though. If you're a pastor, I feel like that is such an intimate relationship with people and God. So if you throw yourself as a pastor, that is that's almost like a three-pronged system. It's you, God, or your pastor. That's a direct line to God almost. And
where's your relationship with God?
I have a very strong relationship with God, and I did grow up in church. But this is what I'm
You grew up in church as chicken. That ain't the same. We're turning to Deuteronomy 3. No, I want a number 3.
Biscuits.
I want...
Labiscuitous?
Labiscuitous 2 and 3. That's 2 wings, 3 thighs. Please. Honey butter is my manna.
But that's what I'm saying. So, because you do always say that. And let's just be clear.
Let's just
one
be
of the
clearly
reasons
Canadian.
Why, geez, you're all fired today. They were fired.
They were so good.
But this is the thing. I grew up in church from the day I was born. I was just like you.
I know. A gospel rapper. I was in the commission.
The committee.
Committee.
Get it right. So, over 18 years and different situations, some of them like this, it's what kind of pushed me away from the church. I'm being for real. I still have a personal relationship with God.
Okay.
But sometimes I feel like people in the church can
tell me
skew
all the
it.
Things that happened in your 20 years. Since your pastor did that crap, what are the things that happened in your 20 years that damaged your relationship?
I seen a ton of different things. I seen pastors getting women that weren't their wives pregnant. You know what I'm saying? And everybody just kind of just doing the thing. I just seen a lot of pastors do things outside of having drug addictions and, you know, different things like that. Or misappropriating funds. It makes it hard to be able to look at a person and know what they're saying is the right thing, because that's a really high level of trust that you give a man of God in your life. You trust them with very sensitive things in your life.
Totally 100% true. Do you think these pastors are without flaw?
No. I don't think anybody's perfect.
Do you think anyone's without flaw?
No.
Do you think God had people in the Bible days who were without flaw?
No.
So who is he to use? Who's the perfect people that are supposed to lead us? Who is the pastor who's without sin? Mm. Because you realize there's thousands of pastors. It doesn't take thousands. Doesn't take thousands of pastors to mess up. Mm. It takes one Kenneth Copeland here, one guy who does this, one guy who does that. Black mark on everybody.
You're making my point for me.
How am I making your point?
Because how do you get to understand? Like, how do you get to making the decision of who is worthy of your trust? I don't need you to be perfect, but I don't need to feel like I gotta watch you and think that you're spending the money that I'm giving you, because I don't have a private jet. I don't have all these different things, and I'm giving you my money. It's coming from a modest paycheck, and I'm doing this.
First of all, you're not even you ain't giving finish. Nobody money. I have though. You ain't done it in 20 years.
You don't know when the last time I tithe.
The last time you went to church.
But I was going to church with you. I was giving tithes. That
4 years ago.
It was 3 years ago.
3 years ago.
Oh, but this is what, but this, it's because.
But you holding on to that like you be giving money.
Because I have
past,
pastor after pastor after because I have past hurts.
For 20 years, you've been using that same excuse for 20 years.
But you're missing the point of what I'm saying. This is not about Doughboy and Doughboy's plight to get back in the church and start paying tithes. I'm just saying that I believe that when you do stuff and you say stuff like this, I can identify because it can make people feel uncomfortable.
Have you not needed forgiveness?
Absolutely. Time and time again. Nowhere near perfect.
Why are they not?
You're missing my point. I'm not even saying that about what
they're saying.
If you would let me say it,
I
say it.
I don't want to say it. I want to talk and
okay,
then you tell me
so
wrong.
So what I'm saying is this. When I think you're misappropriating church, I don't. If you're not perfect in your life, your marriage, you fall short of glory of God, I'm not here to judge you on that. I'm talking about your position as a man of God, being a pastor in the church.
Okay.
If I feel like you're taking my money to spend it on a Venter's Lambo truck and your private
chain. You don't
go to
his church for the main time. Let's go to the church you went to 3 years ago.
Okay.
Okay. He makes his money outside of the church. Mm-hmm. It's obvious that church is not making enough money. He's paying that out of his pocket.
Right.
He's never been accused of nothing ever. Mm-hmm. We're talking about Warren Campbell.
Mm-hmm. He's California good. Worship good Center. In my book.
Okay. Then you don't. Where is he at? All you ever do is tear down the bad. You don't ever big up the good. You have no reason to think he's done anything negative with any of your money. Yet you don't say, well, here's Warren Campbell, who's a great pastor in the community. They give out, they go to grocery stores and pay for people's food. He's paying for the church out of his own pocket, took money out of his own pocket to start the church. He makes his money outside of the church tithes. He makes his money outside of that whole industry making music. Yet here he never gets nothing. And there's thousands of pastors like him. He have no private jet. He's there every Sunday losing money.
Great preacher, by the way, too.
Great preacher, great person, praying in people's lives, came to events.
And
you have not consistently went to his church. You don't trust him with your money because of somebody else.
And I need to figure out a way to get past that.
So
and
all
you're
you
right.
Ever do is take out the bad and point them out, and you use that to justify why you won't do something good. You can't say, okay, this pastor is tripping. Let me go to another church. Nope. This pastor tripped, so I'm not doing nothing. And I'm blaming every pastor who ever did anything. There's all these pastors. There's a church down this street, 22 people. You know that pastor's paying for that out of his pocket. 17 people. Do you go to his church and say, man, you know what? These people are rocking. It's a small church. I can trust the pastor. No. All you ever do, like most people ever do, is find the bad apples and big them up. It's the same thing they do to black people. Oh, there's a couple black people who commit a crime, and they're all bad. All black people, and this is why I don't do it, because black people are criminals. They sell drugs. Are you a criminal? Do you take care of your daughter? Are you a great father? Do you provide? Oh, but you just another black man wearing gold chains and ice whose pants are sagging. You just like every other black man. You doing the same thing they do to us.
You done, Dope?
You ain't got no answer, because all you do is pull out the bad. Never big up the good, and you have no reason why you don't go to somebody else's church.
Okay, maybe I was hold on. Maybe I was sleeping on giving credit to the right people. And speaking of sleep, I used to wake up feeling stiff in the morning or a lot of back pain, but recently I got a Purple mattress and this thing is incredible. Okay, it's so comfortable. It stays nice and cool at night, and I never ever wake up in pain. I've truly been getting the best sleep I've ever had. Check it out. Sleep is very, very important. We spend a lot of time on our mattress, so if you're struggling to get a good night's sleep, you've got to try a Purple mattress. Now, the Purple mattress will probably feel different than anything you ever experienced. You know why?
Why?
Because this brand new material that was developed by an actual rocket scientist. Uh-huh. You're a pizza pocket scientist. And it was not like the memory foam that I'm used to. Mm-hmm. The Purple material is amazing because it's both firm and soft at the same time.
Just like your body.
Okay. So it keeps your back and neck supported while still feeling really comfortable. Plus, it's breathable, so you're not hot when you sleep. It gives you this zero gravity feel, so it works for any sleeping position. Purple is offering a 100-night risk-free trial, so if you're not fully satisfied, you can return your mattress for a full refund. Mm-hmm. It's also backed by a 10-year warranty. Purple has free shipping and returns, free in-home setup, and old mattress removal. Now, you're going to love Purple.
Am I?
And right now, our listeners will get a free Purple pillow with the purchase of a mattress. That's in addition to the great free gifts they're offering site-wide. Just text RR to 84888. The only way to get this free pillow is to text RR to 84888. That's RR to 84888. Message and data rates may apply. Now, you just made a very strong and valid point. I will definitely consider the things that you're saying. You're right. So I do need to consider that. And I have other issues outside of just, you know, preachers doing foul stuff that I need to address. So I do need to stop casting aspersions on all pastors. And I do need to be able to balance that out. So if I'm going to heave so heavily upon the John Grays and the Kenneth Copelands about what I feel like they're doing, I do need to praise the Warren Campbells and different people. T.D. Jakes.
T.D. Jakes ain't never had nothing.
You'd be Titty Jakes. Come on, guys. Titty Jakes.
Fat shaming me. That was funny. I feel like, you know when the knights are jousting and they like lift their arm up and they have that part with no armor, you just stuck a joust between
Titty Jakes.
All right.
Woo. Enough, okay, that felt children. Good to me.
Enough. Okay.
So,
I do. For every Kenneth Copeland, there's somebody else who does great. There's Mike Todd in Tulsa. He's got a growing
church. But as a society, we don't ever reward the good.
All you want to do is tear down the bad. The same way the news is. Every time I've ever been on a news thing, it just be terrible news, terrible. Nobody wants to hear it.
Right.
So, you know, and we tear down the church. The church never does anything in the community. There's so many churches that do amazing things in the community. Nobody ever says, wow, look at this church who put these people through school or gave backpacks.
Scholarships.
Or Toys for Tots or scholarships or gave somebody or paid their rent. Nobody cares. We only care about the negative part of
it. And I don't want to be a part of that.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be a part of always just saying that. So, I mean, I'm being for real. I need to chill with that because that's not right.
Yeah.
And I need to be able to have balance.
Yeah, there's all.
But I feel like it's just a sensitive spot with me.
Obviously. But how long are you going to hold on to that? It literally has been 20 years. Like, bruh.
Well, I have a problem with that in life in general.
Yeah, bro. I'd be like, okay, because now if you have no explanation for nothing else, like, I get it. It was fresh a year ago, 2 years ago, 5 years ago, 20 years ago. You're blaming everybody for the rest of your life for something 20 years ago?
And you're putting a person in between you and a relationship with God.
Yeah. And if it's that bad, then, okay, man, I ain't really having power. Let me have a personal relationship with God. Let me go online. Like, yeah, you, bro.
I do watch church online. Okay.
Why do you have to?
Sometimes I do.
I just know that's not true. You're not doing that consistently.
Not consistently.
No.
Okay, let me ask you this then. Bishop on stage.
A regular lay member here, brother.
Let me ask you this. Does one have to go to church to have a strong relationship with God?
Here's the thing.
Talking to the mic, Kevin.
Here's the thing. I think that it's always good to have a group of like-minded individuals for accountability, for community, for fellowship. I think because of technology, the online community, there's a lot of different ways to receive a message. Mm-hmm. You know, we travel a lot. You can tune in to T.D. Jakes, to Mike Todd, to Furtick, to Judah Smith, to whoever. Mm-hmm. Warren Campbell, our church goes on Periscope live every Sunday. I think technology has given us a great way to stay connected to people, but I never see the problem in having a group of people to visit with, to commune with, to pray with, to have community with, to share in those community experiences, whether it's like in my church, California Worship Center, they have a Man Up. We have, you know, I haven't been to many because I travel mostly on the weekends.
You're the president of Woman Up, aren't you?
And now you missed. You're doing well.
You got to keep swinging. That happens.
There's a men's group where they have people come in. We talk about our issues, whatever. We go out and help the community. Like, I don't think there's a problem with anything with that. If you have an issue, say like I'd rather you watch church online than do nothing and just complain from the sidelines about everybody who's bad every week and cry about something that happened 20 years ago that one guy
did. Really been bothering you.
Like, bro, like, okay, like, that guy was messed up. I've known pastors who've been messed up. I've known people who've stolen from the church, not pastors.
But hold on, but I'm just commenting on things that are happening. Don't act like I just come in here every day like, pastors be stealing. I don't. But if it comes up, I'll be like, see what I'm talking about?
But you never have that same energy for people who do well.
Because we never have a story where we're like, hey, this church did blah, blah, blah.
Because only the bad goes viral.
Okay, so
when that Joel Osteen thing happened a couple years ago, where they were like, he didn't open that door, he didn't open that door. Mm-hmm. People who never been to Houston, never been to his church, talking about they don't do nothing for the community. You don't know that. You don't True. Even live there. You know how many churches we've been to? You've been on this tour. Mm-hmm. How many of those churches are literally that church in Indianapolis? Mm-hmm. They had an after abortion community group at the church.
I seen
hey,
that, yeah.
You've had abortions. We want to help build you up after this difficult time. They had a drug and alcohol rehab center for free. They were using the people's money. It was they had after divorce care. Nobody that's just that one church in Indianapolis. Right. That one church. Nobody ever tells that story. You went to that church? You saw the sign after abortion care? I had never in my life seen that at a church before or since.
I think what happens to me, and this is what I can say personally.
You're
I think
extreme on everything. What I'm up, extreme, Joe?
I think I have extreme moments. And then once I start to believe something or something becomes concrete to me, I just feel like, okay, that's how this is.
That's how
I identify. And I'm wrong for that. So I apologize, R&R audience. Because I don't want to be that. I'm always man enough to say, like, you know what, I am tripping. And I don't need to be scapegoating that and saying, that's the reason I don't do that. Because I'm the reason I'm getting in the way of it.
And you're going to have, just like me, just right. like Josh, well, you're going to have to give an account for your life. Mm-hmm. And even if I weren't God, if you came to me and was like, yeah, man, well, when I was 20, this pastor did that. Okay, so what happened to 21? But remember, I told you when I was 20. Okay, what happened to 25? 20? 30? 35?
Dub!
Like, yeah, like, okay, bro, like, right. I get that, mm-hmm. but like, you going to let that happen forever? You going to go to therapy? You going to let some of that hurt go, some of that pain go? And I'm able to, and maybe it's because I've worked in the church and I've seen people who steal money usually have, in my thing, it's been people who are not the pastor, mm-hmm. people counting the money, who are in tough times. Mm-hmm. Oh, they've been stealing. People taking advantage of the church. Yeah, I've been there. When people had to do a count and then a double count, and it wasn't the pastor stealing, in my experience, in almost all of my churches, the pastor hasn't made enough money to steal. Right. How are you going to steal when you're the one paying? I know pastors.
Stealing from yourself?
Literally retired military, retired postman or some other military job. He has less than 20, 30 members in his church. Mm-hmm. Not enough money through tithes or offering. People don't give consistently.
Right.
He's paying out of his pocket from his retirement every month to pay those light bills, pay musicians. Pay people. Those smaller churches, bro, they don't make enough money to steal. They in the red.
So to bring it back to the point of what we're saying, are you saying that you don't have an issue with him having a private jet? You have an issue with the way he worded the reason why?
I get it. Okay. Right? I get it.
Because he's considered a mega pastor.
Yeah, he's one of the biggest pastors in the history of the world.
So it would be understandable that he would need more than standard airline accommodations to do to do his job.
I can see that. He has a much larger church, therefore a larger operating budget. I'm one of those people who, and again, that I feel strongly about this on the other side because I've worked in the church. I see the benefit. I see what T.D. Jakes does and the benefit of that and how that changes people's lives. I don't think T.J., I don't know if he has a private jet, but I don't think he's flying Southwest or Delta. No. But I think there's all in how you carry yourself. And you're aware of the perception of people. So I think if Kenneth Copeland were calm and mm-hmm. he said, look, man, it is in my heart to spread the gospel, to do it as far and wide, as quickly and most efficiently as possible. The reason we've done this, we've used people's money to help spread the gospel further
right.
and wider and faster. And because of that, I can be more efficient and I can reach more people and I can do this and that. That makes more sense than I can't prepare around the demons. I mean, obviously that doesn't come off great. No. And you got beautiful eyes. And no, I did not. Like, obviously that doesn't look good.
I think that it also makes it comes off like he does think that he's better than people.
Yeah.
He's talking about people being on alcohol and being around him. Like, he's just, that just was weird to me.
Yeah. And again, I'm not condoning his explanation or his line of thinking.
Right.
I'm just not saying that his line of thinking and his
explanation is
everyone else's.
I get that.
And just because he does that, and he might have got a good deal on a plane. It's just, and another thing is that stuff that the lay member is just never even going to have an opportunity to think about.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Which is why I believe it's more important for you to understand how you. So maybe that's my thing. Maybe I'm not mad at him for doing it. Maybe I'm just mad at him for how he chose his words, because I know the ramifications that could have on a person, because I've dealt with that, and how it can make somebody feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, and we've been talking about this on the podcast.
Yeah.
You got to go to therapy over that, Pastor.
Yeah, man,
you
really figure it out.
I mean, I actually, when I went to rehab for the second time, I had to actually confront why I was drinking a lot of time, and it was like a lot of old family issues. So maybe the next thing I need to do is church issues, because once I was able to let those things go, I was able to heal from alcohol.
And people have hurt and I'm not.
I mean, I'll just be hurt, man. Well, you know, speaking of comedians who are once and always putting their foot in their mouths, Ari Spears. His old comments about Key and Peele came to bite him in the butt, because he said that it helped. So basically what Ari Spears did, he basically was like, you know, black people don't like them and they're not the cool kids.
Black people, he said the same thing Russ used to say.
Yeah.
Black people ain't chose them. They're not black enough.
Right.
Blah, blah, blah. Here's one thing I want to say about this whole black enough thing. And I talk about this a little bit in my set. Mm-hmm. There's no right way to be black.
That's the shirt. No right way to be black.
There's no right way to be black. There's so many different upbringings and style of comedy. Mm-hmm. And Gerard Carmichael's standard of or type of humor is that's fine. That's right. His experience. That's not Arnaz J.
Right. It's
not
Eddie
not
Murphy.
Steve Harvey.
Richard Pryor.
It's not Richard Pryor. Right. Like, and take Isaiah and Joe, the way they're growing up. Mm-hmm. Very different than the way another kid in L.A. is growing up.
Right.
Very different than the way we grow up.
Very, very different.
They're not going to have that same struggle. I grew up and we didn't have
food. Or that same narrative of life.
Yeah, we here for no free lunch. That's not going to be their life.
Right.
You know, they've been staying in Ritz-Carlton. They get to see the world. So when they if they were to do stand-up comedy or whatever they do, their explanation of life,
their frame of reference is different.
It's different. Are they less black because of it?
No.
Absolutely not. So Key and here's the funny thing about it. I like the raw comedy and Martin and Eddie and stuff, and I also like Key and Peele.
I like Gucci Mane and I like Twilight Quali.
You don't have to, same like music. Mm. You don't even have, even a person. There's different types of music for different moods. Right. When I'm on the plane, I usually listen to soothing R&B. Mm-hmm. I listen to, right now, it's Rihanna J's album. Mm.
Shea Butter.
Ari Lennox, Shea Butter Baby. Mm-hmm. Hers always a great thing. Lucky Day has a new album that
J.I.D.
to me. Well, J.I.D.'s rapping.
Oh, okay.
But when I'm trying to relax, soothing R&B. Mm-hmm. When I'm working out, I need Toby. I need rap. I need Chance. I need J-Rock. I need something to get me hype. Lecrae. You know what I mean? I got hype music when I'm trying to prepare for a show. When I'm,
it's,
you know,
different,
I mean?
Moods.
Different moods and different comedy. And that's one of the things about a comedy show. You know, I mean, me, you, Tone, and Tahir have very similar types of comedy. Mm. But if you go to the Comedy Union or whatever, you'll see different styles. There's Dion Cole's stand-up deadpan type of humor. Mm-hmm. There's Ron Taylor, who's super dark. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? There's Jannar Mabers, who's even darker than Ron.
Shout out Jannar Mabers.
Maranzio, who is deadpan, straight deadpan. Mm-hmm. And there's Kevin Tate, who's high energy.
DC Young Fly,
DC
super
Young
energy.
Fly, you know, Tony Baker, who's super, you know, his facial interactions are.
Carlos Miller comes off like your uncle from the porch.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they all have their thing. Yeah. So, Key and Peele, man, there. I saw somebody sent a sketch because I didn't watch their show a lot, but that wasn't like I just didn't like it. I actually watched more of their show on YouTube.
And they had a very tough act to follow because they were the sketch show that preceded the Chappelle Show.
Preceded. Preceded is before. Succeeded is after.
Okay. Preceded?
Preceded is before.
So succeeded.
Succeeded, yeah.
So they succeeded. No, succeeded means it was successful.
Succeeded like success.
Like you succeeded.
The next person.
No. The preface pre means before.
Okay.
The preface SUC means after, like succession. That you have success. Like the HBO show Succession, it's about that guy who's passing off his company to his son. Succession.
Okay.
Recession meaning to go backwards.
Like your hairline. All that for that. So it's 16.
Hold on, let's pause right here. So I had razor bumps. I let my hair grow out.
Yeah, face looking like a crutch bar.
It had been, wow.
That was really disrespectful.
Come on.
My hair grew, bro. It had been over like a year and a half since I've been bald. I never let my hair grow that long. I was sad.
I seen it. That's why I kind of was kind of like.
I had Magneto's helmet on. It was.
That's where it shows you how bad it would have been had you kept growing it.
And some people would still be trying to hold on to God's unchanging hand. So anyway, I don't even think they succeeded Dave Chappelle's show in that sense. I think they were just another sketch show on a similar network.
Right.
They, that perfect example. Dave and Key and Peele are two different types of humor.
True.
Chappelle's shows, those sketches were nothing like Key and Peele's. Some of my favorite Key and Peele sketches were
the one on the airplane when they were telling people to put their seatbelt on.
I didn't see that one.
Oh, you gotta say it's great.
The Liam Neeson one. Liam Neeson's.
Mm-hmm.
The A.A. Ron.
Mm-hmm. Now I think that was their like one of their first viral.
The
ones.
Text message one, the text where the text where you read the text messages differently.
I don't know that one.
It was great
you
too.
See
it
the one
classics.
Where the dude was like Jordan Peele had the thing and he was like heckle me, heckle me, and he had that and the dude. Oh, you gotta watch that one.
Okay,
the
we gotta
finally
catch up.
Roasts him and then he starts crying and he's like, it burns. So funny. They had one about. So you remember when Deontay Wilder was like, I'm going to kill that dude, basically.
Uh-huh.
Key and Peele, somebody sent me a Key and Peele sketch that I hadn't seen. Mm-hmm. And the dude was like, Jordan Peele was like, yeah, I'm a beat up dude. And Key was like, I am sent from God to kill him. I am God's destroyer. So then Jordan Peele, go to Jordan Peele, was like, yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? We're going to fight him. He's like, death brings me joy. I cannot wait to kill him. So then Jordan Peele's like, wait, he knows we're just like.
This is trying to like, rev everybody
why
up.
Why y'all letting him say that stuff, right?
Right.
So, but my whole point of
different
that
flavors
is,
for different people.
Different flavors for different people. So mm-hmm. Ari Spears, big mistake. He talks trash on DJ Vlad.
Yeah.
About Key and Peele.
Yeah.
And Aries just be loud.
I don't really read. Look, Aries slapped a friend of mine. I won't say who he did slap because I ain't going to disrespect my friend like that. But he slapped a friend of mine back in the day live on a radio station. I've always just been like, you.
Oh, that didn't rub you the right way?
No, he just slapped him. Like,
what did you do to help him?
I wasn't there. He slapped him on air on the radio.
Did you hear the slap?
Did people hear it?
Yeah.
They thought you heard it?
We were listening to the interview. It was like, yeah, man. I was like, what was that? So he's always kind of rubbed me the wrong way since then.
That's terrible.
Since then. And so, but then karma is a thing, because
so
you've seen him.
He had to audition for Last OG.
Uh-huh.
And he said Jordan Peele was like, oh, hey, man, great to see you. Go ahead.
Yeah, let
and
him.
And he was like, I know. He was like, I can't even tell if he was like playing me or whatever.
Right.
But he let me audition. He didn't get the role. Mm-hmm. It went to Seth. So he's like, I don't even know if Seth got it because he's bigger, funnier, better name, or because it's Jordan Peele. But he was like, basically, I should have shut up.
You sometimes
it messed up my career.
Sometimes you got to know when to just.
He also said he didn't. He was like, I would have never thought Jordan Peele would be the one. He thought Key.
He thought
was,
Key was.
Was
so you never
talented.
Know who's going to be the guy.
And that's
we
why
talk about that all the time. Like you never know who's going to be who in
so
this
you
game.
Just if you treat everyone with respect and kindness, you never have to worry about that.
Right.
Trevor Wallace
mm-hmm.
blowing up on the internet,
killing. Shout
Lowly
out Trevor,
intern.
Yeah.
At all depth. Wasn't even getting in no sketches, mm-mm. no content. He wasn't on with you and Ted, Tone, Tahir, Meg, none of that.
Always
he
played his part, kept it cool.
Played his part. Lo and behold, he's probably the most successful person out of all depth.
Killing.
And nobody would have seen. Like, I can say.
Mm. Did you hire him?
I did.
You hired? You hired? You hired me?
I think I gave him the pass, though. He was my intern at first.
Really?
He was on the comedy, and he was a great intern.
You hired some hitters. You hired me. You hired Tahir. You hired Trevor.
Meg,
Sosa.
Meg.
Meg? Josh Gods?
No. Oh, he was Brian and Josh.
Okay. You had some good hires. But so basically, sometimes it's cool. You can never overestimate the power of just shutting up sometimes. You ain't got to say everything.
You can say everything.
I be learning that.
Let me tell you what. You say it to your group chat.
Yes, or
you know what, man? Key and Peele ain't that funny, right, guys?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I agree.
Chances are people are going to agree with you.
Yeah, right. In your group chat.
But it's in your group chat. It's a sacred holy ground.
It's a sacred holy ground.
But it's not
ground.
Publicated. And that video that he was talking about got 1.4 million views.
And now.
It's a lot of ears on that.
And you, because you don't even know, did he hear it? Did mm-hmm. he pass it? Is that why? And you never know who you might need. Because Aries was the man on Mad TV.
Right.
Jordan Peele and Key, they came
he
in
was.
Later. Yes.
That was his show.
Yeah.
Later. And Aries does have a reputation of being very critical of other comedians.
And he also got beat up on air, too.
That's what I was talking about, the karma.
Yeah.
So he slapped my boy, and that was cool. And then Zoe showed him what time it was.
On the,
yeah.
Well, he just covered up.
When you went
up.
From talking to blah, 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 blah. We know something has gone awry. to say the least. So yeah, shout out to Ari. Ari, sometimes it's cool to just not talk. But moving right along, and this goes perfect into this segue, black female athletes that are killing it in the business world. Serena Williams. She's out here getting this money. She's very, very successful in her endeavors.
Yeah.
And she's killing it.
She's on Forbes. What was it?
Yeah, she's on a Forbes list.
Forbes, what list was it, though?
Let's go back.
Forbes. Serena is the first athlete ever to hit Forbes' annual list of the world's richest self-made women.
With an estimated, hold on.
That's a self-made woman.
Yeah, not Kylie Jenner. By the way, there.
She has an estimated fortune of $225
million? Yeah.
Okay, get that.
By the way, they're killing Kylie Jenner online because
right now?
Her skincare thing she's promoting. Mm-hmm. People are like, bro, you are not using that. You got millions, billion dollars. You're using the most professional stuff. And you're talking about, use this cream. You ain't using that. So I enjoyed that a little bit.
Is that happening right now?
Mm-hmm.
In real time?
But anyway, okay. Serena.
$225 million.
And you know where she from?
Where? Compton. Side note, I've always had a thing for Serena. I thought she was very, very attractive. I think she's married now, so I say that respectfully. But a very, very beautiful woman.
And the best athlete ever.
Ever?
Yes.
Over Ali?
Yes.
Over Michael Jordan?
Yes. Serena has dominated her sport better and longer than any athlete. Ever.
For like 20 years.
For like ever. There was a time when Venus was better than Serena. It's been a long
time. Didn't the dad say that he thought that Venus was going to be better?
No, I think
he said Serena was going to be
actually,
better.
Actually, I don't remember. I've watched a lot of documentaries, but I get confused. But she has, women's tennis, she's been the focal point for at least the last 15, 20 years.
Yeah.
And she is a beast.
She won one when she was pregnant.
While pregnant. And you won all types of eating competitions while pregnant.
Here we go.
And I was really proud of you. You had the hot dog competition in your third trimester.
Wing eating competition. Shut your face up. No, she's killing it for the female. I didn't want it to work. So she's absolutely killing it for the female athletes. And black women boss.
Black women need to be protected.
At all.
I stand. Black women.
Aya.
The very best in the world.
I like it. But transition to another lady that did some stuff that really wasn't too proud for women. Do you see the video, the viral lady of this video? This lady pistol whipping another lady because she was messing with her husband. First of all,
she was no Serena Williams.
No. She was hitting this lady with a gun because she slept with her husband.
So, backstory.
Mm-hmm. You a fat backstory.
I'm getting killed. Josh, help me, man. What are you doing?
Drinks water.
Why are you allowing this? I don't deserve it. Shoot, I don't know what I was going to say.
She was smacking her with the hammer. Oh, you was messing with him?
Girl was having sex with this girl's husband.
Right.
The girl goes to confront her. They get into a fight. This is the girl who ends up pissing with her. She beats her up, right? Okay.
One thing I never understood. Let me ask you this. I never understood if somebody gets, first of all, if you're cheating on people. So to this guy who was cheating on his wife, you're trash.
Pregnant wife.
I just have no respect for people. If you're cheating on your wife, I'd just be like, bro, don't talk to me.
You cheat on your diet day after day.
It's not my wife, though.
Talk about
commitment. It's your life.
Talk about commitment issues.
Talk about commitment issues. I'm going vegan.
I already have a problem with that. But I always had a problem with this, though. If your spouse is cheating on you, how do you want to take it out on the other person? I never understood that. What does that other person owe you?
Never will.
Now, if that's like your sister or your brother and they do something like, okay, I get it. But just a random person that you don't know, go talk to your husband. Hit him with the gun.
Oh, I wouldn't suggest that. But
Hit anyone with the gun.
Don't hit anyone with the gun.
You know, but
so they get into a fight and
there wasn't much of a fight.
I'm talking about prior to that video.
Oh, they had fought before that.
Yeah. Okay. So then she pulls out a phone.
And records
herself pistol whipping
this
girl.
What goes through your mind? Like, okay, I'm going to go over. I'm going to avenge this. I'm going to hit her with a gun. But first, camera.
I mean, that sums up a lot of people today.
Though. I don't why.
I think I know why. I think her intention was, okay, I'm going to record this, post it on Facebook. Anybody else want to mess with my man? They can see.
I only have 234 followers.
But everybody knows me in this hood. You know, you don't have to have a lot of followers if you're known in that hood.
Right.
This is Darius. Darius is with me.
Don't you play no games.
She had a knot. She literally has herself on video, pistol whipping her, and the girl's like, "Can I go?" With a gun pointing at her. No.
There are
once
so
you
many
block
charges.
Somebody's exit You're, with a
gun.
Deadly weapon, it is kidnapping.
Yeah.
That is what happened to OJ. OJ, all you have to say, "I want to leave." You can't go anywhere. If you have a gun, that is kidnapping.
So now
she has literally
got an assault charge for hitting her with the banger.
Felony assault and kidnapping.
Probably gonna get a gun charge for even having the gun.
More than likely.
And then kidnapping.
And she posted a video of herself committing felonies.
And now you're probably gonna go to jail, and then she's gonna be free to sleep with your husband all the time.
I think tell you the thing that's funny. Wow. Didn't even think about that.
Now you can't hit her with a gun from jail.
Now you're doing 3 or 5 and you're
now pregnant. You're just hitting the wall and you're mad at yourself because you're stupid. You sleeping with Darius too, prison wall?
I'll show you. So she deletes the video off her Facebook after somebody's like, "Girl, do you realize?"
Mm-hmm.
She don't realize. People have already screen grabbed it.
Right.
It goes viral on Twitter.
Yeah.
So now people done posted her. She had posted her license for whatever reason. People posting her license. And the video. So if you're a police officer, you're like,
"Oh, we got everything."
Literally on.
All we
gotta
do is log it on. Like, "Oh, okay, let's go. My work here is done."
Like, why would you commit a felony? And maybe she didn't know she was committing a felony.
How do you not know you're committing a felony? You know you're supposed to hit people with guns.
Yeah,
and point it at them and tell them they can't leave.
You know that. I mean, that's not going to give you a Boy Scout ribbon, so it can't be positive.
You just want brownie points for being. That's just ridiculous.
You just want brownies.
So that was a mess for her. So
don't commit crimes
first.
And don't record yourself committing crimes.
And if so, if that, and like you always say, if you're going to be dumb, don't be stupid.
Don't.
If you're going to hit somebody with a gun and point it at them, I don't advise you do it. But if you do, how about you don't record yourself doing it? Because now you're going to get a lengthy press.
She going to do some time.
And it's just for what? You got to let people. That's the thing that I'll be trying to tell people. Like, you know, because I've seen people like damage their lives over relationships. And I understand that love hurts and you get your feelings hurt, but don't cut off your nose to spite your face. Now you hurt you. Mm-hmm. Now you did some things because of his poor decisions. She didn't pistol whip him and force him to sleep with her. Now you put yourself in a terrible situation trying to control the actions of another person.
And a man that ain't going to do
he
right.
He ain't going to do right?
If the only
He must not have been black, though, because black men don't cheat, apparently. That's been the latest of raves. So so Darius must have been of Latin descent.
If it takes you pistol whipping and holding a gun to prevent your husband from cheating, maybe you don't want to be with him.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe if it maybe takes just, doggone... felony crime to keep you.
Maybe you should just
shouldn't be kept.
Exactly.
And I never have those problems with my wife because she's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
We never have any problems in the bedroom either, and that's thanks to our friends over at.
You never have problems in the bedroom.
Let me tell you about Blue Chew. Blue Chew brings you the first chewable male enhancement pill with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know they work, and you can take them anytime, day or night. And since they're chewable, they work up twice as fast as a pill, so you can be ready whenever an opportunity arises. I'm in Mexico right now, as you listen to this.
In Guadalajara.
And you better believe I've been using Blue Chew. Oh, I like it. I need a little extra boost. And a la-la-la-la bamba necesito el Blue Chew for me. Conquistere, conquistere, conquistere. Now, this is just for guys who can't perform. It's for any guy who wants extra function and enhanced performance. If you're a one-and-done type of person, Blue Chew can even help you follow through for round two. And it's made in the good old U.S. of A. America. And Blue Chew prepares and ships direct. They're cheaper than a pharmacy. Blue Chew is prescribed online and ships straight to your door in a discreet package. So no in-person doctor visit, no wait in the pharmacy, and best of all, no more awkwardness. And let me tell you from experience, I like it.
I like it.
It works.
I like it.
I like the way it makes me feel. Right now, we got a special deal for our listeners. Visit bluechew.com. That's blue like the color. Chew.com to get your first shipment free when you use our special promo code RR.
RR.
Just pay $5 for shipping against that. That's B-L-U-E. Chew.com. Promo code RR.
RR.
To try it for free. Blue Chew is the better, cheaper, faster choice. Thank you, Blue Chew, for sponsoring the potty. Righteous and ratchet.
Now, speaking of relationships, before we switch to the next topic that will have nothing to do with relationships, but I want to stick on relationships for two seconds.
All right.
Curveball. Remember I told you I'd throw you a curveball.
You did.
Now, I was talking to you earlier, and I was talking about, Joshua, you can chime in on this if you have something to say. I was talking.
Is it okay, Daphne, if Joshua has something to say?
At least you always agree with Kevin. He's going to go back to the booze.
She didn't say that.
So, I'm dating.
Are you?
Yes.
I'm looking. How is Hamburger Helper treating you?
How's the Norm special these days, huh?
So, I want a wife. That's kind of what I'm in it for.
Mm-hmm.
Got some good advice from my sister, Miss Kim, on stage. And she said,
look,
be upfront with your intentions with women. Let them know off the bat what it is.
Yeah.
Now, I was telling you, I have first date coming up soon. And I was like, hey, man, first date, I want to let this woman know I want to court you.
You know who you are. I like you. And I want you.
I want to be with you.
The easy way or the hard way.
So I was going to say this on the first date, but you strongly advised me against it.
Say what you was going to say.
Okay, I was going to tell her straight up, like, in the first date, I want to court you. I think that we should court each other.
Marry
courting,
me.
Why?
Because courting is an exclusive dating thing.
Why are you using the word court?
Because it's holy.
That is dated.
Yeah, it does.
Gentleman caller, I request an audience.
But isn't that what
daughter.
You should be doing if you want to be with the woman and court her?
I just don't know.
Because I don't know if Regina Hall is ever going to respond, so I got to move
watch
on with
it. I court thee.
hear ye, I, Dobithius of House Belcher, do say to you this day, I am interested in thine daughter to be mine wife and handmaiden, lover of my soul.
But
do thee, father, allow me the chance to court her at once? My chariot.
You remember
awaits.
The whole speech? Okay, we get it.
My chariot awaits.
But that's what I'm saying. So when is the proper time to let a woman know you serious and about that business?
Because
I just, let me tell you the problem that I have. I don't want to just loosely date.
Yeah.
I'm dating, and you're probably dating other people. I'm dating other people, and we just somehow loosely fall into.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I'd rather just tell you straight up. Look, I'm interested in you. I want to give you my undivided attention, and I would like yours. But you say don't do that on the first date.
Well, you talk to Brad like that. Listen, Brad, you are so fresh.
Listen,
warm.
Texas Toast, shut up.
I wanted to give you my undivided attention. Here's my thing. I think you should let the first date happen before you say that.
So don't say that the first date.
No,
so the second date, absolutely. Look, man, I'm just 39, man. I got to get this thing in order, man.
Now,
I want to be married, man.
One caveat to this advice, Dobithius,
okay.
Good friend of mine. I ain't been in the dating game in a long
time. So maybe you're not the best person
well,
to.
Well, I pushed my chip. I did.
At 16, though.
That was a long time ago.
What?
We didn't have cell phones when I did it.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have cars when you were dating. They had my horse and buggy. Yeah, I love you. So,
just picture George on a horse and buggy.
I'm okay with, I think there's a difference between I want you and you only
mm-hmm.
and being clear with your intentions. I think you can be very clear with your intention. That doesn't have to be let's date exclusively.
So
I think you can be clear along the way.
Okay.
After the, hey, I would like to take you on a date. I think I'm interested in you. I think you're very attractive. I'd love to let you get to know you on a deeper level. I want to take you to Norm's restaurant on Wednesday at 8 p.m. Are you free? Very straightforward with your intentions.
Okay.
Yes, no. Take it to Norm's. Have a conversation. Feel her out. See whether you like it or not. After the first date, you know what? I had a great time. I'd love to take you out again if you wouldn't mind. Hey, do you want to go to Santa Monica Pier and play some games next Saturday at 12? I'll pick you up. Okay, shoot. He liked me. He's picking me up. He's planning the dates. Looks like this guy knows what he's talking about. Maybe three dates. You know what? I've been having such a great time with you.
So at least there's some level of consistency, and I know her a little bit better.
Yes.
Okay.
Because you got to leave room for the option for you, the first date, to be trash.
It could be.
And you'd be like, you know what? We don't really agree on this or that or whatever. And you can also be intentional. You know what? I had a great time. You're a great person, but you know,
I don't want to do this again.
I don't feel like, you know,
there's
and I
connection.
Think women would even appreciate that. Like, dang, we ain't really hit it off like I thought we were hoping to. I wish you the best. Maybe our paths cross again.
So give it a couple days before you go into the
before.
Okay.
Build up, because I'm gonna tell you what you're gonna be accused of if you do your option, which is marry me at once, please. Now engagement first, now
right.
Later. Moving too fast.
Right.
You're moving too fast. This is going too fast for me. And that you need to pace your own self. Because what has worked going full-fledged 100% outside of sobriety?
Quitting my job.
That's a great
one,
exception.
That one worked out perfectly.
Jumped off the roof.
You jumped off the roof there.
So,
well, with women, I imagine
just a little slower.
Pace makes grace.
Okay.
And then she could be like, man, this dude really knows what he, you don't have to be saying let's date exclusively up front to know what you want.
Okay.
I enjoyed this time. I'd like to spend time with you again at this specific time with this event. That you do that 4 or 5 times.
Build it up. It's just like working out. You don't get abs on the first workout.
You don't get abs on the first workout. If you want to have the body of your dreams, it's going to take time. It's going to take, and pretty much after each workout, you're never even going to see the results after that workout.
And sometimes you're going to be sore, so you might get your feelings hurt. You might be bruised up a little bit. But
oh, this analogy is just going better and better. That's
good. Okay.
Take your time. Leave your options open until, like, when I was going after Melissa, mm-hmm. I was like, look.
You were a sophomore in high school.
Junior. But I pushed all my chips in early.
Right.
But at first, in order to get Melissa's attention, I had to be like, look, I'm not messing with no other girls. Because I had been out there fishing, as she would say.
Right.
And with her, I was like, bro, I let all that go. That's the old me. That right. was last semester.
That was that one summer of glory.
That was that summer of 1999.
The 2000. Okay.
So, and I think you could be completely within your rights to take your time. And then as it moves along, be clear along the way. And I think win or lose, she would appreciate that.
Okay.
And then you know what? Hey, man, we've been going. This is our 6th or 7th date.
How do you
I
want
to be honest with you. I feel like I want to date you exclusively. I don't want to be around anybody else. I think about you all the time. You're amazing. I would like to spend time with you exclusively, and I hope you feel the same.
Okay.
Come on, man.
There we go. All right. Now, speaking of hip-hop artists who don't write their own lyrics, there's been all the rave on the internet about people who don't write their own lyrics. Now, this started off when we found out that Lil Yachty wrote the City Girls verse for
Wanna Get Snatched Up.
Right. So then people had...
First of all, let me tell you something.
Okay.
You want to talk about an opening ratchet lyric.
Mm-hmm.
I can't... The opening lyric to that song is as ratchet as it gets.
What is it?
You know, there's a lot of cursing in it.
But give us the clean version.
Say, let's refrain for real verbatim.
Beep, beep, giving F about a N-word. Big Birkin bag, something. It's just that line.
Right, just the ratchetness.
Real, I mean, so, and girls were just, everybody's got to have their ratchet side, right? There's a video that I have, this black girl's like, act up when you get snatched up. You know, she's just having the time of her life.
Right.
Everybody needs some ratchet music in their heart.
Mm-hmm.
When I found out that Miles Lil Yachty McCollum wrote Act Up, I lost it.
Like you were like laughing?
I just couldn't believe that Lil Yachty wrote the ratchet anthem of the summer.
Right.
I just couldn't believe it for Young Miami. By the way, JT of the City Girls on that verse, she can rap. Young Miami, all off the beat. I mean, her stage presence and her delivery is great.
She Blueface hunted on the beat?
She's not as bad as Blueface.
Okay.
Blueface has no relation to the beat.
Right. I feel like, put your headphones on. He'd be like, I don't need them. Like, but you can't hear the beat. I know.
Remember you said Blueface turns his verse in before the beat? Hey, man, hear my vocals. We haven't said the beat. Here's my vocals.
Lay it.
Just punch it in as best you can. No one is as bad as him. Right?
You're Blueberry Muffin Face.
Hold on. This McKinley telling JoJo to shush louder than he's being. JoJo, shh. You're louder than people. It's a family affair.
Yeah.
So anyway, so there was uproar. Cardi B actually probably brought it more to the forefront. Because when she was rising, she was getting backlash.
Uh-huh.
And she, I think, handled it great.
What?
She's like, look.
I'm taking all your rappers' flows. Meek Mills.
I let them write. I'm just going to deliver. And I feel like that took a lot of air out of her detractors because it's like, well, shoot, what are we going to say?
Well, see, that's the thing. That's the reason why, you know, I'm on record for being a huge Drake fan. And when everybody kind of was like, he gets help writing. Listen, I don't feel like that takes anything away from the music because music is such a collaborative process. So I just don't. Like, even if one of the things that really showed me that, have you ever seen that documentary Backstage with Jay-Z?
Mm-mm.
Well, there was one with Jay-Z, or either that, or it was the one when he was doing one about the Black Album. But it showed the studio session when he was in the studio with Kanye for Lucifer.
Mm-hmm.
And Kanye already had the beat, already had the cadence, everything. It was like giving it to him, like, I gotta get my muscle, right? And Jay-Z basically went in there and just. Are you saying that he ghost wrote for Jay-Z? No, it was just a collaborative process.
Here's the thing, though. People always act like this is a new thing.
Mm-hmm.
Ice Cube was writing for all of NWA. Mm-hmm. He was writing for Eazy-E. He was writing for everybody.
Dr. Dre.
Who cares? Remember in Straight Outta? And I didn't know this.
I didn't care.
Because Diddy ain't wrote a rap for himself.
Don't worry if he write rhymes. He write checks.
For real. Yeah. Like
he told somebody to write that. Hey, man, write something to where I talk to my detractors. Don't worry if he write rhymes. I write checks.
I think in song, we don't expect anything. And I think you an MC, you're supposed to write.
No, I don't care about that. And I'm a rapper.
My personal opinion.
Wonder Years coming August 21st.
Is it really?
Yeah, almost done. It's really good.
I didn't know it's coming August 21st.
On my birthday.
On your birthday?
It's really
for your
good
40th
too
year?
It's, I'm charge,
you
should have
called it 40 days and 40 nights.
No.
Because you're turning 40.
That made sense.
I was going to charge $40 for the album, but then also give it away for free.
Like Nipsey?
Mm-hmm. I'd be Tipsy Hustle. But nah, so that's the thing. I don't mind if you didn't write it. Because there's a lot of people that can write. I don't want to hear him rap.
Didn't Travis Scott write a whole bunch of Kanye's stuff? And didn't Kid Cudi
write
a bunch
of actually came out
stuff?
That Kanye really didn't write any of his first stuff.
Oh,
a lot of it.
Wait, his first stuff?
His
Graduation?
Early stuff. Like Consequence wrote a lot of it. A lot of other people
is
wrote.
Is this true,
yes,
Joshua?
Yes.
He's had a bunch. He's always had a bunch of writers.
Yes.
Life of Pablo had like 80-some collaborators.
Oh, Life of Pablo, I know.
But even like College Dropout and all that, he had a lot of writers.
Hold on, for College Dropout?
Yes. That was GLC, a lot of those guys. Consequence, a lot of those dudes was
really
writing for him. Yes. He wasn't, but I don't care.
I don't care either.
Because Quentin Miller, they say Quentin Miller wrote some stuff for Drake. I've heard Quentin Miller rap. I don't like it when he raps. But apparently he writes good.
And that's, there's a lot of great, great songwriters
right
who don't become great artists. And they're just great songwriters.
I always thought Neo was a stronger writer than a performer.
I agree with that.
I don't mind it.
He also took a turn in his career when he jumped for that EDM bag.
Mm-hmm.
And he did that?
He never came back.
You know who also stunk it up?
Who?
Justin Timberlake, Man on the Woods. What was that?
Even pressed play on it.
Oh.
I want to erase
that. Was
that
an album? He did?
Yes. He was like all in the forage. There was water. Forest. There's water behind him. Mm. You stick with Timberland. That's what we like.
Because Beyonce doesn't write everything, right?
No.
And I don't care.
She has a say.
Why does this happen, though? Why is it that with rappers, we hold them to a certain level, but with singers, we don't care?
I don't know. I think it's because of the whole era of hip-hop. And so here's the thing that's interesting. So did you think, remember early in the days they have like freestyles on the radio and stuff like that?
Mm-hmm.
Did you think that freestyles were all off the top of a head?
That's what it began as. And then they changed the term and it was just like a random verse.
Right.
But yeah, I did used to think that,
so
because I'd be freestyling.
I thought I'm talking about until the last 3 or 4 years.
Right. You thought
there was
it was.
Go ahead.
No, you thought it was freestyle because that's what
you had a joke.
No, I didn't.
You've been hitting me all episodes. So it's probably going to work. I forgot. There was a documentary with Bobito Garcia. Him and this dude had a radio station.
Oh, Pirate Radio?
Yeah. What is that it?
I think it's, I don't know if that's the name of it.
Bobito?
Bobito Garcia. He was a DJ. Hold on.
He was listening to Burrito.
You are killing me, man. Like, enough.
Yeah, he was like one of the radio dudes.
Stretch and Bobito Radio That Changed Lives.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was it.
Based off Pirate Radio.
So what happened is they had a little radio station in New York at Columbia University or whatever, and they used to have people come in freestyle. And they say, okay, this was actual freestyle. This was unreleased freestyle. And this was off the dome freestyle. And
they give you the different levels.
They were given different levels. And at the end of the day, it doesn't matter to me.
Nah.
Oh, what matters is your delivery.
Yes.
Meg Thee Stallion, I first came in contact with her because she had a freestyle at some radio station. She was just rapping so hard. And I don't care if that was coming off the top of the dome or if she had pre-written it.
Right.
She was writing the beat.
Right.
And I like her the lyrics.
Right.
So it doesn't really matter to me if you wrote it.
I don't care if you wrote it. I just want to like it. I just want to like what I'm hearing.
Like it.
And sometimes, you know, it's anointed few that have the whole package.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because some people could write. Some people are great rappers, but they look like a church shoe in the face or something. Like, so so when you get that complete package that can do it all, that's why we take them to the top of the charts. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm pretty sure, like, a lot of people don't know. In the St. Lunatics with Nelly wasn't even the star at the beginning.
Who was it?
I think it was Ali.
Ali?
Yeah.
Which one was Ali?
The taller one with the gold teeth. Like,
he had the dreads?
No.
Is that Slow Down?
No. It was just, it,
who was
it
the guy
wasn't
with the
Nelly.
Jason mask?
Yeah. He was just a dude. He picked me up in Uber the other day.
Said he's fun?
Yeah. I was like, he's just to be driving with the mask on?
I'm going down, down, baby. Five stars in a Range Rover.
Eminem wasn't never the star of his group. Proof was.
D12?
Yeah, Proof was a star.
Was he?
Yeah, so it's like a lot of times that star quality just be, you know, everybody don't have it. So I like to enjoy music as it's supposed to be enjoyed. If there's a bunch of creators in it, I don't care who wrote it.
You
just
know what
kill
else
it.
I think has clouded our vision what about this? Because we buy most of our music or consume it streaming on Apple or Spotify, we don't see the liner notes. Remember when I was buying CDs, you were buying CDs, you could see written
I used
by
to buy tape cassettes.
Blah, blah, blah. Tape, you pull it out and see
written
who wrote
by,
on it.
Produced it.
Hey, I think Tidal is the only streaming service that puts the liner notes in there.
That okay. I know of. I don't know if other people are starting to do it.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. It definitely ain't on Apple Music. It just has the lyrics. It doesn't have who wrote it. So if you're not in the industry, you don't know. So you just assume that the person rapping it wrote it.
Right.
At the end of the day,
I don't
just,
care. It don't matter. It don't
you
matter.
Just
it,
deliver.
It don't make me no never mind. Well, I don't have any problem.
I don't either. Just make me like it.
Yeah. I like it to like it, so
does
I don't
it
care.
Slap though?
Does it slap though?
Because that's the only thing that really matters at the end of the day.
Your belly slaps.
No, I got you this whole episode. Don't try to come back to me.
Josh, go back and post and make me say funny things.
I have been Dope Boy.
I have been Kev on stage.
And this has been another installment of
Righteous and Ratchet and Righteous and Ratchet. If you want double the righteous and double the ratchet, then visit us on Patreon and you can have it. www.righteousandratchet.com.
Bye-bye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.